I want to remind you why Jesus came to earth in the first place. He came on a rescue mission to save people that are lost, to give hope to those that feel hopeless. And my guess is some of you walk in today feeling that way. You're in the middle of a storm. I mean, life feels dark and you need something to change. When you're in a dark season, you need to be reminded to not just look at your circumstances, but to look up to Christ, to look up and see that even if it's faint, that there is a light in Jesus that can shine no matter what you're going through. John 8, chapter 12, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life." I believe the longer you live life, the more you realize that all of us experience storms that just come out of nowhere. I mean, it probably won't be an actual tsunami, but it could be the loss of a job, an unexpected health diagnosis, a child that goes sideways, or finding out someone you love is having an affair. There are thousands of different ways a storm can hit. But the fact is, all of us experience storms. No one's immune. It's been said you're either entering a storm, you're in the middle of one, or you're just exiting a storm. Jesus said it this way clearly in John chapter 16, verse 33. "In this world, you will have trouble." Jesus isn't pulling any punches. The question is, what do you do in the middle of a storm? I'll tell you the temptation. It's to turn inward. It's to isolate yourself. It's to become totally self-absorbed. I've been guilty of that on so many different occasions. But God's design is for you to not only surround yourself with good people in a storm, which is why we're always challenging you to join a CCB group, but also, and this is hard, in the middle of your storm, to still care for people in the middle of their storm. If looking beyond our own needs and helping someone else is the last thing we do on earth, it's worth it. That's the kind of church we want to be at CCV. Never turning inward or being selfish and always just looking out for our own needs, but being outward, always on the lookout to reach one more person with the love of Jesus. It's why we continue to start new campuses in our city and across the state of Arizona. It's why we launch new services. It's why we want a CCV group in every neighborhood and a Christian in every local school and business. It's why we invest millions every year locally and globally in missions to reach out. Why? Because no matter what we're going through, there are millions of people in our city, in our world, that are hopeless without Jesus. Some of you are here today, and you need to be on the receiving end of some hope. I find so many people have a hard time accepting help, but you need to let someone help you, maybe today. But some of us today, we need to reach out to someone going through their storm, to be a light to them. You know, sometimes we're overwhelmed when we see people's storms. We're not even sure what to do, so what do? We do nothing. I have a friend who met Mother Teresa years ago. I'm going to introduce him to you this November at CCV. But he told me once, he said, I was so overwhelmed with all the needs I saw around me in the world that when he was talking to Mother Teresa, he said, "What could I possibly do?" And she looked at him with like all compassion. And she said, "Well, everyone can do something. Just do the next right thing." I love that response because it's simple and it's uncomplicated. Just do something. Do anything. Just do the next right thing. Because everywhere you look, there are people in need. I don't know where you spend your time. I don't know where you spend your money or where you find fulfillment. But listen to me, there is no better feeling than the moment when God uses you to help someone else find their way. what you will find is God will often connect you with someone that's in a storm just like you've been through. You had an addiction, God intersects you with someone struggling with an addiction. You've been through financial hardship, a tough marriage, a health crisis, you've struggled with anxiety or even losing a child. Lo and behold, God brings someone your way going through something almost exactly the same. The only question is, will you take the time to reach out and serve them, to comfort them with the comfort that God's given you? 2 Corinthians 1:4, I love this verse. It says, He, God, comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give the same comfort that God has given us. In other words, God never wastes a hurt. And whatever unexpected storm has come your way, God can use it for His glory. This week, you may cross paths with so many people who need the grace, the mercy, the freedom, the hope that you found in Jesus. So be on the lookout and never stop searching, because our Heavenly Father never stops searching for us. Paul says in Galatians 6:9, so let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Whatever you do, whatever you're going through, whatever you're believing God for, don't ever, ever give up. Do you ever wonder what God's response is to us when we've wandered off, we've gone our own way? Does He sit around indifferent? Maybe He's looking down from heaven, like shaking His head. Look at you, you've messed up again. Maybe He just gives up on us. Not a chance. Scripture makes it clear how God reacts when we are lost and far from Him. In fact, there's a whole chapter in the Bible, Luke chapter 15, where Jesus told us God's response. Jesus told us three different stories about a lost coin, a lost sheep, and a lost son. And the point of every story is when you are far from God, God is on a rescue mission to bring you back home. In the story of the lost son, I love this. It says in Luke chapter 15, verse 20, it says this, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him, was filled with compassion for him. Watch this. He ran to his son. He threw his arms around him and he kissed him. If a tough season of life has driven you away from God, I want you to picture God right now, like on a rescue mission, searching desperately for you. In fact, it may be why you're in church today. I can picture God's eyes like scanning the horizon, and they're bloodshot because He's been just watching and waiting for you for so long. I can picture God's voice literally being hoarse from repeatedly calling your name, hoping you'll come back to Him and be reunited with His church. If you've been running, stop running. God's waiting with open arms to bring His light, His peace, His hope to whatever situation you're in. Watching someone be reunited, it does not get more powerful than that. If you're a Christian here today, I want to challenge you to never give up reaching out and pursuing those who need God's love. Today, it could be as simple as when the service ends, you don't leave your seat in the auditorium. I challenge you to do this. Don't leave your seat before sending a text message to someone you've been thinking about, saying, I want you to come to church with me next weekend. Make an invite. Be bold. But maybe you're here today and you're the person that feels disconnected from God. Maybe you've been running from God because of the storms in your life. I want you to know that God's been searching for you. And today He has you here to say, come home. Come home. CCV is a place where we want you to experience God, His love, His mercy, and for you to feel right at home. You're not going to find judgment here, no matter what you've been through. You're just going to find people who will love you in the middle of a storm. We have pastors and volunteers today on every campus at our Next Step Centers that would love to talk with you, to pray with you. But for all of us, would you take this challenge? Don't come alone next week for At the Movies. I promise you, the lineup of messages we have for the next 3 weeks, it's so powerful, and you'll kick yourself if you come without bringing someone who needs hope in your life. So as we close, I want to pray for those of you in the middle of a storm, but I also want to pray for all of us to invite people to experience God in the middle of theirs. Would you pray with me? God, thank you for your never-ending pursuit of us. In this movie, we see a dad never give up searching for his kids. And God, that is a picture of you. And for the person here that's in the middle of a storm, help them realize you brought them today to welcome them home. And for all of us, make us crazy passionate for people lost or in a storm around us. And would you challenge us and just motivate us to reach out to them with the same love and urgency in which you have shown us in Jesus. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll see you next week.